A True Reflection of His Father, written by Lynette Kittle, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's verse is John chapter 12, verse 25. The one who looks at me is seeing the one who sent me. As God created man and woman in His own image, so children also reflect their parents' image. Have you ever seen a little girl or boy who looks so much like their parents that it's easy to see whose family they belong to and absolutely no doubt from whom they came? Growing up in a small town in Ohio, this kind of recognition happens all the time. It's a common occurrence for someone in the community to say, "You look familiar. Who are your parents?" Often, a parent's image is so undeniably evident in a child, it's not unusual for him or her to be referred to as a mini-me or a striking resemblance of the parent. What does God look like? Have you ever wondered what God looks like? If so, have you been bold enough to ask God to show you His face? Moses did. He asked God to see His face. When Moses inquired, God responded with, "You cannot see my face, for no one may see my face and live." Although God's reply may sound harsh, He knows His glory is too great for any human to bear face to face. Still, God had a plan to reveal Himself to mankind in a close-up and personal manner, a way to really see Him and live to tell about it. The Apostle Philip also asked Jesus to see the Father. When he asked, Jesus answered, "If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Jesus made it clear that seeing him is seeing God, saying, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father," reflecting his image. Scripture supports Jesus' claim in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, stating, "The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being." As well, Colossians chapter 1, verse 15, describes how the Son is the image of the invisible God. John chapter 1, verse 18, states, "No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is Himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made Him known." What's more, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, explains how the light of the knowledge of God's glory is displayed in the face of Christ. As God is reflected in the face of Jesus, so you can reflect Him too. Scripture explains how seeking after God has a transforming result, changing those who do into the image of Christ. Like Romans chapter 13, verse 14 encourages, "Clothe yourselves in the Lord Jesus Christ. As you do, you'll reflect His image to those around you."
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
There's no better way to start your day than spending time in God's Word and in prayer. Don't know where to start? We have a free daily prayer podcast created to help you do just that. The Your Daily Prayer podcast delivers a thoughtful devotional and timely prayer to you 7 days a week. Gain inspiration, faith, and encouragement with daily messages in 10 minutes or less. To start listening now, search Your Daily Prayer on your favorite podcast app or visit lifeaudio.com.